This is Shoresides Broadcasting from Working Narrative Studio. Shoresides is a Real People media project. Coming up next, a Shoresides news special where we capture the stories of your coastal neighbors.
I feel like I'm in a weird place because when I had my last day of work yesterday, I kind of was just like, maybe it'll just be like 2 weeks. Like, it just won't, you know, I was just trying to just make light of the situation, not to get too worked up about it. So it just kind of became a little bit more real today that, like, I'm actually out of work. And I realize I really do live paycheck to paycheck. Like, it's really going to affect me, not for a little bit of time, but for a while after that. Because even if, when restaurants open back up, is everyone going to have the money to going out and spending money? Like, this is going to affect me for a really long time. Before we had to shut down, it wasn't too different at home, but work was just a little bit slower, and it was just because, you know, the government was recommending people not go out to places and, you know, to only do to-go orders and stuff like that. Again, because the government was recommending people not come out to eat, there really wasn't, like, much business, and so many other restaurants around in town had already closed, so it just, you know, no one was really coming out to eat at all. So even though, like, we were open because of the recommendations, it was like no one was coming out anyway. I'm lucky enough to have a wonderful fiance that will be able to help me with whatever I can't make up for. So I'm not too worried about how long is this really going to be on my mind of when can I go back to work. I'm already making plans. Like, I've already decided that I'm just going to be a preschool teacher for my daughter. She is going to learn her ABCs, her 1, 2, 3s, and the alphabet. But yeah, she's going to be learning all the things. And I'm going to organize like crazy. And I'm just going to take my time, I guess. And maybe take naps when she takes a nap. I don't really know. Oh, wow. So with Florence, I guess because you can kind of see it coming. Like, it ended up being pretty bad. And I had to leave, but I couldn't come back for 2 weeks. But it was a little bit of like a preparation. Like, we kind of knew it was happening. With this, it was like we knew it was happening, but we had to literally wait day by day. And that's what was so frustrating about it, is that you couldn't, like, just the anticipation of having to wait for it was the most frustrating thing about it, because there was no preparation. Like, you couldn't really be prepared for this.
You've been listening to a Shoresides News special, sponsored in part by NC News Lab. Shoresides is a local journalism project serving coastal North Carolina and beyond. Thanks for listening.